Arvind Srinivas said that India is now one of the top 10 revenue-generating countries for Perplexity. Pai slammed what he calls tax terrorism. RBI has given the green light to NPCI to revise transaction limits. In the world of gaming, Karnataka is making some big moves. Aether Energy is reportedly scaling down its IPO size. Ajay Devgan is now playing the role of a founder.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Today, we are bringing you an exclusive short episode straight from the Rising Bharat Summit 2025 happening in New Delhi. The Rising Bharat Summit Day 2 saw a stellar mix of India's top political leaders and global tech innovators come together under one roof. Among the speakers were Union Ministers Amit Shah, Ashwini Vaishnav, Piyush Goyal, S. Jaishankar, Chirag Paswan, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat and Dr. Jitendra Singh as well. But that's not all. We also heard from some of the most important voices in tech and startups today, like Perplexity AI's Arvind Srinivas, DreamSports' Harsh Jain, RN Capital's Mohandas Pai, and many more. So you can catch all the sessions on our live stream or follow the moment-to-moment updates on Money Control's live blog as well. So let's start with Arvind Srinivas, the co-founder and CEO of Perplexity AI. He made quite a few headlines today from the Rising Bharat Summit. So first up, Arvind Srinivas said that India is one of the top 10 revenue-generating countries for Perplexity globally. Now that's huge, and to deepen that engagement, the company is planning a more affordable India-specific pricing for its premium tier Perplexity Pro. Now that's a smart move, but when it comes to hiring though, there's a twist. Despite strong interest from Indian job seekers, Perplexity is putting its hiring plans in the country on hold as of now. In fact, Srinivas also answered why the volume of applications has been so overwhelming that it's forced the team to rethink their entire hiring strategy, it seems. So, you know, Srinivas also joked that with how fast AI is evolving, even he struggles to catch a break. Now, he also made a strong point about engineers and AI, saying, and I quote, "If you're not using AI while coding, you are stagnating." Now, that's a point to take home. Now, here's where things got even more interesting. Srinivas also responded to Union Minister Piyush Goyal's recent remarks, where Goyal critiqued Indian startups, especially food delivery apps, and suggested that innovation was lacking, right? So now Srinivas called Goyal's statement a positively provocative comment, one meant to spark better outcomes. So he drew comparisons with how China once built local clones of global apps, eventually building up enough muscle to create world beaters like TikTok. So now his point is all that India could follow a similar path, but only if investors and founders start taking bold the bets. Now let's shift gears to some of the other key takeaways from the summit. Mohandas Pai, the former CFO of Infosys and founder of RN Capital, did not hold back. So Pai slammed what he calls tax terrorism, saying the level of income tax oppression in India is enormous and has only gotten worse. So he went further and said that government has collected around 75 lakh crores in direct taxes in the last 4 years, but wondered how much black money has been found. So as usual, some strong statements and questions from Mohandas Pai out there. Now, let's also take a quick detour into what else is making news today. In a big move for digital payments, the Reserve Bank of India or RBI has given the green light to NPCI to revise transaction limits for person-to-merchant or P2M payments on UPI. So what this means is that we could soon see higher value transactions being enabled for select categories, making it easier for businesses and consumers to go cashless. So RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra announced this on April 9th during the first policy review of financial year 25-26. So another nudge towards a truly digital economy, right? So now in the world of gaming, Karnataka is definitely making big moves. IT Minister Priyank Kharge said the state is working on a legal framework to ban gambling and betting while at the same time protecting the booming skill-based gaming industry. So a high-level meeting was held with top ministers, gaming federations, and experts to shape the policy. So why does it matter? This sunrise sector is worth around $4 billion. It creates over 1.5 lakh jobs. And Karnataka alone brings in around 1,350 crores in taxes, which is 25% of the national market. So that's a very important news to note. Yet another important news, Aether Energy is reportedly scaling down its IPO size by around $50 million from an earlier target of around $400 million. So the potential smaller size is because the Indian electric vehicle makers' existing investors are considering offering fewer shares in the sale, according to Bloomberg report. Now, Aether is still planning to go ahead with the IPO in the coming weeks, despite the fresh volatility in global markets. So let's wait and watch how that pans out. So speaking of waiting and watching, India's largest software exporter, Tata Consultancy Services, is set to kickstart the IT earnings season on April 10th. So this is crucial because the numbers will be coming on the heels of US President Donald Trump's reciprocal tariffs taking effect, upending global trade. Now, North America is the core market for India's IT sector, accounting for more than 60% of revenue. So we will see what the results reflect. And finally, before we wrap, a toast-worthy twist from the world where startups meet stardom. Ajay Devgan is now playing the role of a founder, not just film star, as he rolls out Glen Journeys, a premium single malt under alcohol beverage startup Cartel Bros. So startup pitches just got a splash of scotch. So cheers to that. Now, that's a wrap for today's news roundup. We hope you found these stories interesting and insightful. Shout out to our amazing reporters from the entire Startup and Tech Bureau for the stories we spoke about today. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8 p.m. on all platforms, including the Money Control website, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. See you all next time for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.